News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a new national campaign in Scotland is challenging the stigma around the problem use of drugs and alcohol, urging people to stop using words like junkie or addict or alcoholic and instead replacing them with words along the lines of person with problematic substance use. And Philly McMahon is a Dublin footballer and proud Ballymun native. And Philly, your own family has obviously been affected by people with problematic substance use. What do you think of this idea that no longer will people say things like there's a junkie or there's an addict, that they will be more careful with their language?
Yeah, I think it's a welcomed kind of awareness campaign in Scotland. I think it's something that definitely this country, Ireland, has to kind of adapt to, because, you know, we don't actually realise, you know, how much it actually affects a family member or a person that actually is struggling with addiction, you know. Even myself, I've done talks around my experience. I was in DCU at one point doing a talk to one of the unions, and recently a lady came up to me after and she said, you can't really say, it's not really right to say that someone is an addict. You know, you wouldn't say if somebody that's struggling with mental health or depression or anxiety, you wouldn't say they're lunatics. Like, you know, you wouldn't say someone that's a cancer patient.
It's a bit dehumanising, isn't it? Those types of words, do you believe, Philly, that they add to the stigma and therefore maybe for people who are affected by these kinds of things, that I suppose it's damaging to your self-esteem and your confidence and might actually make any problems you have with addiction worse?
Yeah, I think it's the chicken and egg thing. Like, you know, it's the policy and the way we've been educated from society creates the stigma, and it allows then people to feel that they can speak down to people that struggle with addiction, that people that are vulnerable or people that are, you know, on the streets because of their addiction. So, but at the same time, it still shouldn't. It's very difficult. Like, you know. Well, as a country in relation to our drug policy, we're very reactive. You've seen other countries doing a lot of different things to overhaul the issue with drugs. In the UK, they're actually doing really yeah. There's big changes in the UK. There's large focus on diversion, like, you know. Yeah. And there is that here. There's really good organisations here, but
and maybe lastly, yeah. Philly, I know your older brother John tragically passed away, and he was someone who was addicted to heroin back in 2012. Those types of words, did you hear them used about him or used about your family, and did it hurt?
Yeah, I remember specifically I was in the local snooker hall, and I remember having a normal kind of just banter with another guy and turned into probably a bit of a slagging match, and he kind of said to me, yeah, your brother's a junkie, and it's demoralising. It's a horrible, horrible word to use, and it's certainly
a horrible, horrible thing to throw abuse at you about a member of your family. I mean, it's a blow.
You shouldn't have to go through it. Like, you know, you're already struggling with kind of trying to understand what's going on, and then you have this kind of word that's used loosely in society here in Ireland, you know.
All right, look, if it makes people think, I think this is a very good conversation to be having. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Philly, and I know you've spoken to us before many times, and I think you do great work. That is, of course, Philly McMahon, Dublin footballer there. We do